Good day. Thanks for joining us. Today is December 6th, the Feast of St. Nicholas. We begin by learning more about this saint. Before St. Nicholas became a monk, tradition says that he decided to walk in the footsteps of Jesus in the Holy Land. He left his home in Turkey, and for almost 4 years, about 312 to 315 AD, lived in a cave in the village of Beit Jala outside Bethlehem. Today, St. Nicholas is the patron saint of this Christian village. Every year on December 19, the day of his feast according to the Orthodox Julian calendar, people there honor Nicholas with a festival, parades, prayers, and parties. St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church stands in the area where Nicholas lived. A relic believed to be that of St. Nicholas is kept at the church, and people believe that the saint has protected them from armed conflicts throughout the centuries. In 1948, during the Arab-Israeli War over Israeli independence, a parish priest said he saw a man with a white beard standing on top of the Greek Orthodox Church, his arms wide open as if protecting the city. And now to our gospel, where we hear the powerful story of Zechariah. Once when Zechariah was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord." Luke chapter 1. Verses 8 through 15. The angel tells Zechariah that his prayer has been heard. I hadn't been told what Zechariah was praying for, but now I know. He was praying for Israel, of course, as a Jewish priest would do. But he also was praying for a child. Sometimes I'm afraid to pray for things that seem unrealistic. Three times in the birth story, I'll hear angels say, "Do not be afraid." To Zechariah here, to Mary at the Annunciation, and to the shepherds in the field. And Jesus in his public life will say these same words 5 times. Anything in particular I'd really like to pray for? Do not be afraid. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.